Hi and welcome to Spending Time with Your Angels. My name is Molly Ann Fairley, and on another recording which runs alongside this one, I'll be showing you how to connect with the karmic angels. Connecting with these very special angels will clear negative karma you've built up over your lifetimes and allow you to receive more light. Karma is the just return of everything you've ever done or thought about for yourself or others. I'll also be guiding you through a deep healing meditation that you can play over and over, each and every time you need more relief from your karma. Are you aware that millions of angels are flocking to the earth at this special time? This has never ever been known before. Did you also know that you can call upon masses of help from these special angels? They can clear your negative thoughts, disturbing emotions. They can heal unhappy relationships, money worries, and any need you have to put yourself down or complain about anyone or anything else. In fact, you can bring along just about any difficult situation you're suffering from to these angels for healing. Bearing this in mind, I think it will be most beneficial to connect you to the higher angels directly responsible for dissolving your karma. These high and mighty beings, because of their power, can bring about a profound change in you. There is, however, one proviso, and that is that you will absolutely need 100% to be committed and believe that such a deep healing is possible. There can be no half measures in your approach, for there must be no lingering doubts inside you that you cannot be healed. If you do not believe it's possible for you to heal completely because you haven't done so before, or you've just taken off another layer of the onion, you could block this process. If this is you, try to be fully aware of this uncertainty inside you, and then not only ask but expect the angels to take it from you. You may feel that you don't have the right to expect. Expecting could even feel a little arrogant for you. However, let me tell you that wishing for something and expecting something to occur are two entirely different energies. Wishing is weak, expecting is strong. The angels want you to heal. They're here to serve you. It's okay for you to expect. Once you've asked and you expect a profound healing, the next step is to trust and really open up your heart as wide as you possibly can to make room for the healing force of these powerful angels. This force will power its way deeply into your heart to help you heal. Ask with complete sincerity for any negative belief to be entirely removed. Your request will be heard by the angel scouts and then transmitted across the airwaves. The angels of travel, especially assigned for your spiritual journey, will then pick it up and come forward. They will fly close to you, engulf you in their wings, lift you up, and transport you safely to the Lords of Karma high up on the ethers. I'll be asking you to breathe very deeply so that your energy matches theirs before this special journey can take place. The Karmic Lords will look at your records and make a decision based on what they see. They will release as much karma as they can for you from your past. You will then feel relief and lighter. During the healing, you may be emotional, and realizations could come through about why your life has been the way it has, why you've had to face the problems and challenges you've had, and why you've had uncomfortable experiences with certain people. You may also see the angels, hear them talking to you, or even sense their presence. It would be a good idea to look them up beforehand so that you know exactly what they look like. The seven divine karmic angels are the Great Divine Director, the Goddess of Liberty, Elohim Vista, the Lady Masters Nada, Pallas Athena, the Goddess of Truth, Kuan Yin, the Goddess of Mercy, and Lady Portia, the Goddess of Justice and Opportunity. I'd like to go over any limiting beliefs to make absolutely sure you are ready for the healing. Limiting beliefs come in all shapes and sizes. A limiting belief isn't cast in stone, and it is quite possible that it isn't even yours. You could have picked it up from anywhere. By this, I mean your parents' opinions, which they may have blindly taken on from their own parents, not to mention your whole chain of ancestors. I say this because you inherit the colour of your eyes, so why wouldn't you inherit the beliefs of your dead relatives, even if you've never met them? Have you also ever thought about how your brothers or sisters react? For they, like you, have also been influenced by all these different people. Limiting beliefs may also come from your teachers based on their own limitations. Your school friends and their cleverness or sporting ability will also have affected you and your self-esteem. And more recently, the attitude of your work colleagues will have had an impact on you. Your partner, if you have one, will of course have a whole bunch of beliefs going on that are likely to match your own. Incidentally, when two people's limiting beliefs clash sufficiently, they usually part. If you don't have a partner, this could make you feel different from others and give you even more reason to suppose there's something odd about you. The media and world opinion are also influencing you in subtle but very definite ways of advertising. Have you ever felt depressed when reading a newspaper or watching the news? Have you ever fallen asleep in front of your television? Did you know that whilst you're asleep, your subconscious mind will be busy listening in to the program, even if it's violent or not good for you? It does this because it never sleeps. It absorbs and files 24/7. This is how hypnosis works, and I'm sure you know just how powerful hypnosis is. Are you starting to get the picture now? If you also add on your past lives, both good and bad, to this very long list, I think you'll begin to realise just how impossible it would have been to curb limiting beliefs from coming at you from all sides. At any point in your past, especially when you were young and more vulnerable, you could have absorbed negativity without even knowing it, and then made yourself feel really bad about yourself. On a more spiritual level, you could be a light worker who is clearing for the collective unconscious, as well as dealing with your own This is something you would have chosen before your birth, and it certainly isn't easy. In any event, the limiting belief is very unlikely to be the truth. And even if it were the truth, it needs healing so that you can be happier and free. The truth is a light, comfortable energy. The truth sits easily inside the body. Lies, on the other hand, weigh heavily in the body. Whenever your body feels emotionally disturbed, believe me when I tell you it's a lie. And your body knows this. That's why the discomfort is being brought through for your attention, so you heal it. I'd now like to explain to you what I mean by karmic angels. A select board of angels called the Karmic Lords can actually dissolve your negative karma. If you don't believe this, make this the first thing you will ask the karmic angels to heal for you. Any negative karma that you carry will make for an unfortunate future for you. If you keep it, that karma will fester inside you and replay itself over and over, sometimes resulting in illness and even death. You may already be aware of this when a problem doesn't go away, no matter how hard you've tried to stop it. I'm going to carefully list the behavior and emotions that may apply to you to prompt your mind and body on purpose to react. This reaction will prepare you for your healing. The first of these is holding back from others because you are afraid of their reaction. Being secretive. Holding on to any deep hurts and resentments. Seeing the other person as wrong. Not talking and withdrawing. Cowardice. Feeling put down or put upon. Uncomfortable feelings of guilt, hatred, revenge, rage, or any anger in you, worry, anxiety, or those dreadful panic attacks? Do you constantly complain, feel listless, or discouraged? Or do you feel held up or stuck in a state of shame, unhappiness? Do you feel sad, lonely, isolated, cut off, or excluded? Or you could even feel empty or depressed. Perhaps you see unkindness in others or feel insecure or worthless, or you sense that you simply don't deserve. Maybe you feel you absolutely do deserve and feel upset that others don't seem to care about you. Think about any lack or fear you may have about your future. You might fear being hurt, or you could worry constantly that there won't be enough money and not even know why. When we don't know why it is always karma. If you don't think you have any of these emotions or behaviors, but clearly notice them in someone else, because that person will be directly reflecting your shadow side back to you. Your shadow side is the part of you that you don't know about. And this is because it lives in your unconscious. For example, I often hear people complain about others being selfish when they themselves say they give all the time. Maybe they do give a lot, but perhaps they were never asked to give and they didn't see that. They may also be scared of telling the selfish person how they feel and bottle it all up inside and play the martyr or the doormat. This isn't wrong, but it is uncomfortable and it all needs healing. The angels who make up the Lords of Karma know absolutely every tiny detail about you. The Akashic records are lodged on the highest etheric planes of mystical knowledge. These spiritual records are made out of ether, and they contain the entire history of the cosmos. In the etheric pages of these great energy life books are lodged all of the intricate details about you, how you act, and exactly how you think. And that's not all, for all your previous and future lifetimes are also neatly documented. You are, of course, blessed with free will, which means you will have the opportunity to change your future by changing your beliefs now. The Lords of Karma know everything about you because your karma has been etched in time. Your karma is the just return of all your thoughts and actions, both good and bad. It is your destiny. By spiritual law, whatever you think, do, or send out to another must return to you, even if there is a time lapse between the events. Sometimes the time lapse can be as long as several lifetimes. At other times, it will be instant. Karmic angels are heavenly governors who are much higher and much more powerful than the archangels. They make up the karmic board of angels. Most of them are wise goddesses and female, and they are full of compassion for you. They want you to succeed. When asking for help from the angels, it's important to address the right ones for the task in hand. It's pretty pointless asking your guardian angel or the archangels for help with your karma, because they wouldn't have the same strength as these great heavenly governors do. They have other duties to perform. The seven heavenly governors are the specialists for your karmic healing. I've recorded a separate healing meditation for you to go straight into to get to know the Lords of Karma. You can listen to it as often as you wish, whenever you feel the need to heal more of your karma. In the meantime, I wish you lots of luck and love. With the karmic angels, you are definitely in very safe hands.